I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Now, we got a video we're going to talk about, even though it was shared a couple years ago, but I guess people are sharing it again, and it's trending. And it's that person that tried to prank a McDonald's drive-thru worker by beeping their car horn right as she was about to hand over their drink. And she was not happy. She was pissed. So she threw the drink into their car, slammed her window shut. Here's what that sounded like.
Dude, she is done. It's The video is so great because she already got the guy's credit card. So she flips the card at the guy and then just chucks the drink right into his window and is just like, yeah, I'm done with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame her. I don't blame her. You can see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. I don't blame her. Who needs that? You know, who needs that aggravation? You work in drive through. You need that.
I knew we were going to play the clip, and when the horn hit, it still startled me. I was like, yeah, I'll throw a drink at this person, too.
Yeah,
our damn neighbor has either an RV or a big truck that does that. They've been honking it recently, and I'll just like literally be in the bathroom, and it'll go off, and I'll just yell an expletive, and I'm hoping they hear it because it scares the out of me.
I mean, it's funny, but man, I'm sure she's just like, look, I don't get paid enough to put up with this crap. Like, seriously,
basically, yeah.
And I like that somebody wrote on Twitter says this is one Mick unhappy meal.
Yeah. And I don't know when this originally took place. I can't really tell if either one of them have masks on.
From a couple of years ago, so.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, all right. So at least it wasn't during the, because, you know, you just don't be doing that during like COVID and all that. People are already on edge, but all right, a couple of years ago, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I feel a little bit better about the whole situation.
It also goes against my rule. You do not F with someone handling your food.
Oh, truth, yeah.
Like, I am so polite when going through drive-thrus. Even if I can't understand what they're saying, I'm like, oh, excuse me, sir or ma'am, I did not hear what you were saying. Like, even though you want to be like, hey, speak up, you know, I do not want to get into any verbal issues with someone who's about to hand me over some delicious food.
Right?
There's always a good policy.
All the pleases and all the thank yous.
So what does that guy do? He gets a drink chucked at him. He still hasn't gotten his food, I'd imagine. Do you go into the store and say, hey, I'm the guy that you do a drink at? I'd still like my Big Mac.
Yeah, and you've got basically liquid all over you, you know, so you're going to look like you peed yourself when you go in the store.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to say I'm the guy who had the drink threw on me because you're wearing the drink when you walk into the store,
right?
Yeah, I think you call it a day. And I don't know if I feel like he had somebody with him. And that's when I would be pissed at this point. It's like, all right, I don't know. Like, I'm the passenger, but they were recording the whole thing. So they thought, hey, here's a funny thing. Yeah, well, guess what? You got a drink thrown at you.
It looks like that was their thing. They're pranksters and they just wanted to, they did this. They're like, oh, ruin my truck. It's like, well, you got what you deserve, bro.
Yeah. Like, oh, so that's their deal? They get a bunch of videos where they're pranking people?
Yeah.
Doing it for the clicks there.
Yeah,
congratulations. It's been living on for a couple of years. Mission accomplished for these guys. Kudos.
Well, yeah, good job, guys. Congratulations. You got a drink turn on you. I guess that's what you wanted, right?
Someone just shared it. It's already got tens of thousands of views again. It's got a bunch of retweets. It's kind of crazy how things just continue to live on.
And so I'm wondering, like, Steve, can you tell whether or not people think they're jerks or are people really digging it?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of both right now. I'm looking at some of the comments. I mean, some people are just like, bravo to the lady. Another person's like, and there's one unemployed McDonald's employee now. I wonder, did you think she got fired for that?
Oh, that's a tough one. The most I would do is give her a day off. I wouldn't even call it a suspension. I go, you know what? You need some now, time off. Come on back. Because, I mean, that guy...
Janet, we're going to have you cook the burgers. We're not going to have you hand over the food for the next week.
Yeah. Now, as a person who has been known to get unreasonably angry when they get yelled at or scared, I would just say, hey, they scared the crap out of me, and I was just getting them out of there, and it was a fight or flight response, and maybe I wouldn't get fired at that point.
Seems reasonable. You know,
I hope so.
Especially if you're a decent employee, because it's not easy to get, you know, good employees at entry-level jobs. It just isn't. So I, as a manager, I would try to keep her if she was good. Now, if she wasn't good, then this would just be, perfect. Perfect reason to get her out of the company, especially if I've been wanting to.
Or you're going to be an unreasonable boss and be like, you just gave them that drink for free because you didn't ring them up. You never got to swipe the card.
You know, Steve.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you got to pay for that drink and you can keep your job.
I have worked for bosses like that.
I'll pay the 99 cents. Like thanks.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah, it is. It sounds ludicrous you saying that, but I have worked for bosses like that.
Right?
Where it's like, okay, dude, you're so bereft of how to treat your employees. You don't know how to treat the customers and you're in charge. I really fear for this company.
Listen, Janet, your anger issues are costing this company money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Damn it, Janet.
Someone's like, I hope she's running that place now.
Probably.
Oh, man, imagine if she's running that place.
Are you going to mess with somebody who has no problem with throwing drinks in customers' faces?
No.
I wouldn't, no. That's management material right there.
So I said, I live in Monroe. Yesterday while pulling up to a railroad crossing, while my 17-year-old son was driving, someone honked an air horn that sounded like a train horn and completely freaked us out. It almost caused the accident. Really pissed me off.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, again, ha-ha. You're a genius.
Ha-ha.
We got a guy that was arrested for pretending to be a USC football player, and he pulled this off for a few days. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks to Whistle Workwear for giving us the Migs Report.
Oh, nice.
I'm auditioning for their new jingle guy.
Wow.
That's Whistle great. Workwear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's catchy.
No.
All right. Yeah, slowly.
Feeling it?
Yeah. Totally feeling it.
Hard pass.
Back to you, sir.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to drown my sorrows in a grilled cheese today, because today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Nice.
Very nice.
So they did a poll about people's preference when it comes to grilled cheese sandwiches, and I guess I'm just so old-fashioned. I only thought there's really one cheese and only one cheese you get a grilled cheese sandwich with. But they asked other people, what their favorite cheeses are. And I'm curious what you guys pick when it comes to a grilled cheese sandwich.
Colby Jack.
Let's see, this is blowing my mind. What about you, BJ?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought cheddar. That's what I would go with.
Man, I guess I'm just fancy because I like going with American cheese.
Oh, okay. American cheese.
Yeah, that's usually my go-to.
That's not fancy at all.
I know. Rev, what about you?
I will go with the American cheese, but I'll also add on some pepper jack for a little spice.
Pepper jack's also very popular. Joe?
I'm going with the Tillamook white cheddar.
Ooh, very specific.
That's good, too.
Oh, fancy pants over there. I'd ask Danny, but he's currently hanging out with his daughter, so we don't want to bother him on his little time.
Aw.
Yeah. American cheese is, when I graduated to being able to be in charge of my own life.
Right.
I was like, I will never have American cheese again. Maybe I'll do it at a, when you can't get, that's what you get at a burger, but if they offer me any other cheese, I will take it. Because that was always the... Oh, really? Can we have, a good cheese? That's all I grew up going.
American is good cheese, you terrorist.
Come on. Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. American cheese is horrific.
Look who you're talking. I'm also still a fan of putting just butter on my noodles. I'm clearly not much advanced past a four-year-old.
As long as it's the good butter, the sweet butter.
Sweet butter. Well, anyways, happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Yeah. This story just completely blows my mind. A couple of weeks ago, there was a homeless guy that just got arrested because he was posing as a USC football player and fooled everybody for, according to reports, several days. And it wasn't like he was just kind of tucked away, trying not to get noticed. Like, he was fully engaged as a player or a pretend player for the USC football team. He was sharing jacuzzi with some of his teammates. He had a helmet, a jersey, and cleats that he was hanging up in the locker room. He was even fielding punts during our practice. And that's when they noticed this guy does not belong on our team, because apparently he was red rotten at fielding punts. They're like, who is this guy? And why is he so bad? And then they find out, well, he's not even on the team. According to security sources, the man slept for some time. He made a suite, his home, at the Coliseum, which is also crazy because they don't practice at the Coliseum. So he's getting access to all these places, probably convincing everybody that he's a player for the USC football program.
Well, he is very resourceful. You got to give him credit.
Well, if only he knew how to catch a punt, he could probably, for all we know, he would have out there. Could you imagine what a weird Disney movie that would be if he eventually was able to get out in the field and play at least one snap before the cops come and arrest him?
Yeah, a homeless guy turns out to be a big USC star. I was thinking they go full tilt, and he's one of their best players.
Right? That'd be hilarious. It's like Rudy, but not.
Rudy.
Yeah, not really. Rudy. Well, it's funny. We just got this text message, and it ties in a weird way to the next story. A person says, hey, I love your show. I'm a night shift 911 dispatcher. I listen on my drive home. It's National Telecommunicators Week, so if you get a chance to thank a dispatcher, please do. We're often the forgotten voice that rarely sees any recognition. So shout out to that texter. Love the show 911, which involves a 911 dispatcher. So
that's a really good point. Dispatchers in so many different realms of the world have really, you're right, they made sure that I get everything I want.
Well, in honor of that person, I found a story about a 911 dispatcher. Unfortunately, it's not a good news story. This is just another one of those, I can't believe you thought you could get away with this. There's a 911 dispatcher in Louisiana who just got arrested because she refused to return a lot of money that was accidentally deposited in her brokerage account. So she was trying to put $82 into a brokerage account, and she was working with Charles Schwab. And they mistakenly deposited $1.2 million into her account, not $82.
Score! So I don't see the problem with this.
Well, she didn't either, so she quickly moved that money into a different account. And they're like, hey, we want our money back. And she just didn't return their phone calls, wouldn't reply to any of their emails. She even bought a house with the money, bought a brand new car with the money.
Oh, boy.
And all of that is a big no-no. They want their money back. And now she's been arrested. And they said they're able to recover about 75% of the money after her arrest. So she spent that much in that little time. Like, within a day, she transferred the money. Because the next day, they were like, hey, we accidentally sent the money. Can we get it back? And she just ghosted them.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what you're talking about. There's only $82 in there.
Then you got a woman in Tennessee who decided to buy a bunch of gift cards, and she used fake money. She thought she could pull off using a $1 million bill.
Okay, then. So that's how bad the fake money was.
Wow. I can't believe she didn't get away with this.
Really? I know. I mean, come on. Take my million.
Well, you know, there's no $1 million bill. The cops are like, hey, where did you get this? She's like, I got it from my church.
Oh, well, all right. See, now that's where the problem lies. The church wouldn't give me fake money. They're on the side of God.
I do love that, like, they just gave her a warning, and she's not allowed to go back at the store, the Dollar General in Tennessee. I guess she's so stupid. They're like, why even arrest her?
See, that's the thing. Do you think she really believed it was real?
If she did, man. Poor woman.
I mean, people
do. What, she think someone accidentally gave her $1 million bill?
Well, maybe she thought that this was like the church, like, you know, she was being provided for, like, you know, because it was a church. I don't know.
How do you get change for $1 million bill?
Yeah, very easily.
I mean, you go to your local Dollar General store and just buy a bunch of gift cards.
I will buy your store.
They're like, what would you like? I would like 1 million gift cards.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Hey, how about the Mariners yesterday? Talk about not being dumb. They rallied from a six-run deficit to beat the Twins 8-6.
Second best record in the American League, people.
That's right. Recognized. They're in Baltimore today. They play at 4 p.m., so good luck to the Mariners. And shout out to what's that?
Baltimore is doing badly, too, so the Mariners might be able to get a couple more W's over there.
Perfect timing. Go Mariners. And go Seawolves. Our friend Rucky, the Seawolf Max Scott, he likes to text our show and said they got their first win of the season in Utah on Saturday.
Oh, look at this.
And another texter says, hey, I hope you mention Hope Troutwin or Troutwin. Pitcher for the University of North Texas softball. Perfect game yesterday with all 21 outs by strikeout.
Whoa.
In softball, too. That's impressive.
Yeah, we recently, one of the Padres dudes just had a no-hitter. So this is, man.
I saw that. Yeah, man. A local crazy kid, too.
How cool is it that you are from San Diego and you throw the first no-hitter in your team's history? That is pretty awesome.
That was the first no-hitter in the history of the Padres?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, Bose White or Hope Wright or, you know what? It's such a touching tribute to what he did and to Hope as well.
Well, it's nice because by getting that no-hitter, the Padres gave him a $1 million bill as a bonus.
Hey, there you go, buddy. And what did he do? He went to the dollar store.
Get paid. As far as weather, 57 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. Later on in the week, we're hitting 70, boys. That's going to be awesome. And thanks to Spartan Plumbing for giving us the major report. And that's what's up.
Yeah, how about this? I mean, it is spring is springing.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited about it. I mean, the weather has been fantastic. Here's big news. Apparently, Disney has created an actual lightsaber.
Wow. So this will go well.
Yeah. They had a virtual... Yeah. They had a virtual presentation about the opening of Disney Parks, and an executive showed off the lightsaber, turned it on, and said, quote, "It's real." Then the video ended.
And then he sliced his coworker in half.
Right? That's right.
Okay, I'm guessing that this won't have the ability to slice people.
Oh, I hope so, because we don't need that, do we?
It'll make Thanksgiving turkey cutting a lot more fun.
Oh, if I could have a teeny tiny knife that was a lightsaber for my turkey, I'm all in.
Yeah. I'll cook a turkey just to cut it.
So now, I think it's just a super-powered flashlight, I think. I mean, they say the way the light is activated from the hilt was similar to how lightsabers activate in the Star Wars films, which, of course, if you remember, the light just grows and grows and grows till it makes a full, full sword, basically. And later in the day, a Disney creative boss did say, quote, "A lot of questions today about whether the lightsaber that was revealed today was real or CGI and whether I'd share photos or video." And he said, "Yes, it is really real. And no, not yet. Not sharing photos yet." So, sorry, kids. Which I'm wondering why they're not going to share videos of that yet. Unless it's really hard to show up on video, whereas in person you can see it better.
Or they just want to wait until they unveil. I got to imagine they're going to try and sell this crap. I mean, it's stuff, sorry.
Wow,
look at that, Mr. Opinion.
Okay, so all of the wrestling stuff that you may or may not have, that's not crap, but my lightsaber stuff is.
Hey, in the eyes of you, I'm sure all the wrestling stuff is crap, and I'm okay with that.
All right, listen, I can't confirm or deny that opinion. No word went on how this thing is going to be used, but since it was unveiled during a presentation of the Disney parks, Steve, people are thinking you might be able to buy or at least play with it when you're at the park, have like the lightsaber experience. I don't know.
They got to figure out a way to sell that. Because I joke. I mean, I wouldn't mind owning a lightsaber. That'd be pretty badass, even if it doesn't slice people.
Well, yeah, because people are buying the other lightsabers that are like, you know, that have the whole sword that's glass or whatever. I mean, people are paying big money for those.
Yeah. They have at Disneyland, they have the whole, like, go build your lightsaber experience. Now this would be like, what, for like $200 add-on, make it real?
That's the thing I think would be cool, because it would basically be like having a flashlight in your house. And honestly, I would use it in the mornings when I take Lulu to go potty. I'll just like grab my lightsaber and go,
we need to get you a robe while you go outside.
Yes!
That looks like
I do wear a hoodie in the morning.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Well, and he likes black, so he'd have to be a Sith. We have to get him a red
lightsaber. Yeah, Darth Migs. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be a little less annoying, I think, for my neighbors if I have like a dark red as opposed to a bright green.
Yeah. And then your apprentice Lulu. Yeah. That would be great.
Well, she does have an Ewok costume.
There's no reason why an Ewok could not be a Sith, I suppose.
Yeah, join the dark side.
There are only ever two, so it will just have to be you and her as the Sith. Yeah, that would be quite an adorable picture. I think I might even...
Darth Migs and Lulu the pissed off Ewok.
Yeah. That, I think that would spread virally.
Totally.
Yeah.
I would much rather own that than a flashlight.
All right. Listen, man, I think Disney is on their way to getting you to make the first Disney purchase. This will be very exciting.
I'm trying to think, like, how much would you spend for something like that?
That makes the noises and everything?
Well, what do they spend for those really fancy? I mean, I've seen people with the really custom, like, lightsabers.
$150, $200 usually.
The experience at Disney World is $200 per lightsaber. So I'm guessing more than that.
Maybe $100 I'll drop on something like that. I can't go any higher, guys.
Oh, well, and you're only, I don't know, you're going to get like a light knife? I'm not sure what you're going to get.
It's a keychain one.
Yeah, not exactly. The full saber.
One of those stupid keychain ones that you press the button, like a little red light shoots out.
Yeah.
The exactly. Swiss Army saber.
And it will really sound like it's very small, like, and you'll be like, okay, I don't
we call this one the mosquito.
You faintly hear it say, you sucker for buying this.
Not very Sithy.
No.
You know, you'll really be like, really? Is that how you're going to basically make me believe in the dark side with this? On Friday, Darth Migs did get this one right.
What rock band is sometimes referred to as the Bad Boys from Boston?
Aerosmith.
Yes.
Not what? New Kids on the Block. Wow. Some thing.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Both great bands from Boston.
Yeah. And with all your knowledge and your lightsaber, oh, forget about it. You're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Oh, you want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We're going to do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy, and those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.